It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rose from the grave, heaven's bright shore, be nigh no more, wife so brave, oh fair land, farewell in the eye, farewell say.
You know, that it makes me think that this would be one of those questions I would have for my mama. It's like, what if, and let's say, and even if you don't, just play along for a minute, that you believe in heaven and hell. Can you pull this down just a hair, fat boy? I'm competing with the Spencer family. But, like, let's say Paige and I are married.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you didn't like to get disgusted. Okay, so let's say we get married.
And
you passed away, but you were Paige. I mean, you're this, I think of you like a angelic. I think of you like, and I'm not talking about your breasts, but I think of you like Dolly Parton, like just so sweet and nice and gentle to everybody. And
big
you maybe overdue. So I said something about the knockers. You overcharge for frozen lemonade. you have a lot of similarities. But But down deep, you were this awful person that maybe was a child trafficker, or you sold drugs to kids, or whatever.
Wow.
But then me and the... How many kids do we have, by the way?
Seven.
You had them at one time. All at once.
So me and our seven kids are like, well, you know what? We're going to get to heaven one day, and we're going to meet Mama on that celestial shore. But you were this whore, a drug dealer, pedophile.
Yeah.
Big whore.
So when we get to heaven, where there's no sadness or pain anymore...
Kid-loving whore.
We won't remember you then, will we? Like, no. You wouldn't have never existed.
No, because I was a drug dealer.
But
cartel.
You get what I'm saying, though? Like, that's kind of... I think the preacher should use that little parable a little more. Like, not only are you not going to be there, they're never going to remember you existed.
You're a hellfire and brimstoner.
You're literally... Your memory will be wiped from their minds. I think that's what that means. And that's worse than falling forever and getting burned up. It's like you never existed to their ass. We use different words, but still.
You might put a dent in the congregation and might lose a few.
I might, you know, catch fire in church if I'm that bad.
Ah, you go to church, you're going to catch fire. Yeah, and darken the doors in months.
You know.
Okay. This is the one that I've talked about the last couple of days where I was like, you know what? I can't believe... I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised this kind of... future is already here. Let's just go ahead and go to the phones. We got somebody joining us this morning. Want to be anonymous. Once you hear why, you'll understand. First off, thank you for your patience and trusting us this morning with this anonymous.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, y'all. I mean, I honestly haven't told anyone else about this.
Okay. So I've got the little paragraph thing that you fill out when you go to the website. And I agree with the point you made on here. We do need to lengthen that where you can put more in. But you've been married 5.5 years, right?
I have. And we have a 4-year-old little boy together.
Okay. Now, I want to watch Paige as I say this because I'm going to pick my words, as I always do, clearly, pick my words wisely. You just found out that your husband is cheating, but not with another woman.
She caught him in the act?
Kind of, but no, and not with a man either. It's actually an AI.
What? Here's where we are, folks. Here's where we are.
Oh, man.
Freaking AI.
Like hooking up with an Alexa.
Alexa got thick curves now, girl.
It must be.
So, for real, explain this. Like, how does somebody, I have an idea, but how does somebody cheat with AI? And I'm not talking to Allen Iverson before those texts come in.
All right. Well, he was in the shower, and his phone started blowing up with notifications from Snapchat. And I wasn't even snooping. I just picked it up out of instinct. And at first, I thought it was a real woman. But no, it turns out he's messaging with someone named Minx, a 26-year-old AI chatbot.
Oh, like I actually said, I picked it up out of instinct.
Now, see,
I did.
I've had moments like that where if you're somewhere, like, Paige, remember that day you were down the hall in the other studio and I came down there with your phone in hand? I said, your phone's going off right now. Because Paige's phone doesn't just vibrate and ring. It strobes off.
Yeah.
Like, it starts shooting lights out of it and stuff.
I hate it.
I was like, this must
I'm
be.
Sorry.
No, I thought it might have been an important call, or I could.
It was probably my dogs moving around.
Something like that. So, first off, the name Minx. Like, you're dead. Oh. Like, that sounds like. Sounds like somebody that would ruin a good fantasy football league, to be honest with you.
Or it sounds like a chick who sells bathwater on the internet.
Or it sounds like a fake girlfriend on Snapchat. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it talks like a real person, flirts, even talks dirty. Like,
is he talking dirty?
Talking dirty with her.
Nobody.
Like, sexual?
Ooh.
Yes, okay. Gross stuff. Like, graphic. Like, he was even talking about me to her.
Oh, okay, so if you just tuned in, I want you to wrap your mind around it. Like, Snapchat, and you can't delete them either, like, on there. Like, there's one that stays on your Snapchat all the time, but then you can, I guess, there's different profiles you can do. Fatboy Minx with a Y, he's looking for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Don't want to get it mixed up with Tiffany or
anything. Did the AI, like, turn on you? Like, when he was saying, oh, she's not, I don't know what he was saying. I'm just imagining, oh, she doesn't give it to me. Like, was it talking crap about you, like the AI?
Not exactly. Like, the AI didn't insult me or anything, but she told him that every relationship needs authenticity without judgment. Like, he told her he didn't feel that way with me. Right?
I don't like this. Like, I don't like
deep.
This. This is like, now we're going to get we're getting therapy from a damn toaster.
Well,
like, what is going on?
Her man is basically in love with the internet, if you think
he
about
is.
It.
How long do you know, or do you think this has been going on?
Oh, I scrolled back through the chats, and at least 2 months. Like, he forgot to mute the notifications. But that's how I found out. And yes, I screenshotted everything. I still have it.
Is it shotted or just shot? I struggle with that when texting screenshot.
Shot?
Screenshooted. Is it shotted?
That's a great question.
You don't shot in a gun. You shot a gun. You screenshotted.
How is that?
She said no.
Well, a shot is something else. But shotted or screenshot, I don't know. But nevertheless.
I took a screenshot.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. You got a lot of information though you're sitting on.
You do.
How do you go get intimate with someone who doesn't?
That movie with freaking Joaquin Phoenix. Like, he fell in love with it. I always like, I'll talk to my Alexa sometimes. I will.
Oh, my Alexa's a man. He's
mine offers
smooth.
To do various fart sounds for me. You want to hear a fart? Do you want to hear a juicy fart or just say random fart?
Maybe you should ask Anonymous. That. Maybe you should start doing that.
Well,
ask him what kind of fart he wants to hear.
Like, are you planning to, I would imagine, to confront him about this, but how or what?
I mean, I am. I haven't figured out how. I mean, I don't want to blow up our family, but I can't ignore it. I mean, he needs to own up to it.
It sounds kind of on the mind.
No offense, but I'm not calling him on this show.
God.
All right?
Okay.
I can't. I have more respect for him and our marriage. Yeah. Plus, he can't get calls at work unless he's dying.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Wow.
But it's kind of like a porn addiction. It's not...
What?
Real, yeah. But it's still a sin. It's idolization of something that's not.
Is this, and I have my own thought, but like, I guess this is for everybody in the room and anonymous and also the audience. Like, is this actual cheating?
I mean, if you got to hide your phone in the shower, it's a form of cheating, right?
It is.
Exactly.
You're idolizing someone else when you're married. That is against your vows.
So what if you're in there, like, I'm just going to, this isn't graphic, I'm using medical terms. Like, what if you're pleasuring yourself but thinking of someone else? Are you then emotionally cheating? Like, the romance, I mean, I don't know. I think that's the energy he ought to be putting in you, and I mean the pun on that as well.
Well, that's what hurts. Like, I wasn't looking for this. I mean, yeah, the romance and sex has slowed down, but I figured that happens with time. I mean, I don't think he'd replace me with some digital thing.
But you would wonder why he has the need to do that and he's not coming to you. That's the thing.
Right.
Because what if he decides to leave you for the AI?
They always said
search for something like that because he's not getting what he needs. But really, it's all fantasy. It doesn't exist. So yeah. I would get counseling if he's not talking to you. Because he's got an addiction.
It's easy to like laugh at all this for real, but I got to give you credit. Like you're pretty calm about this right now because you said you have a child, and
I'm not always. Yeah. I mean, I've sobbed. I felt embarrassed. I don't want to scream on the radio, but I'm more hurt than anything. Like disappointed and. Honestly, I'm confused about what to do next.
He just needs to step up and just like. I mean,
because what if you
tell you this?
What if you caught him pleasuring himself while talking to her? How would you feel about that?
He probably is.
She doesn't know.
If it's any consolation, he wouldn't get this far with a real chick. So, I mean, at least you got that to kind of look at.
That is true. Now, so real quick, because you probably hear that fun little music, that means we got to go to break. Do you? Obviously, you said, and I was going to ask, so I know you listened because you said, well, I'm not going to call him on the show, but would you? Please, like, if you are so inclined to call us back and let us know, like, what does happen. Because I can't wait to open up these phones and see if people say this is cheating or not. Because this is very interesting.
Yep.
Very interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. It's crazy.
Man, this is wild. Okay. Thank you so much, Anonymous. Good luck with that, for real, okay?
Thank you.
Wow. I've never seen so much of this right here. This is absolutely cheating. This is not cheating. She's absolutely right. He's cheating. This blanker is not cheating. Like, literally.
It's got to be split.
Agree, disagree.
It's got to be men and women, right? That's how it's split.
I can't tell their sexes on the text.
Yeah, take a picture of your genitals when you text it.
Yeah, it texts those in.
You know, people are like, the female response, it's emotional cheating or whatever.
That, you know what? You laugh at that, but by God, I mean... So what if a guy can show that he has a sensitive side or whatever? That's a bad thing. Like, no.
It always happens at work, too. Y'all cheat at work. Probably cheating right now at work.
It's hard to do now here. I mean, he just hit his head on the wall laughing so hard. I don't mean that bad. You know, it's just, you know, everybody here is all hitched up. Head page and... I can. I mean, it'd be like, right? We're like brother and sister now.
Yeah.
I don't make good chili or give haircuts.
She probably hasn't seen one in years. Like, that's why you want to see Conor McGregor so bad. You haven't seen one.
Okay.
She's looking for that nude. Noodle.
If you are listening to our show right now and over the age of...
banana emoji.
18. I want you to call in and say if this is cheating or not. Like, seriously, is this... Are we like people that when the internet came out, we thought it was a devil box? Like, oh, that's a devil box.
It's worse
now. On the internet. Mm-hmm. I know, it's crazy. But are we wrong to say, well, What's the difference? Somebody's called me out on this. This is why I kind of got a little sassy there about the sensitivity thing. Matt, you go talk to a therapist. What's the difference? I'm not talking sexy to my therapist, though.
I hope not.
I mean, I'm not. She's marrying references to her husband quite frequently to the fact of, just don't get any ideas. And I wouldn't. I'm not attracted to her.
She's bragging now.
She looks like Willow Nightingale. Look that one up. So, is this cheating or not? Is 2025, is cheating with AI cheating? My God, I don't like this.
But the sentence that he was bringing the wife up with that thing, the AI, that is
Minx.
That's where I was saying that it's cheating.
I know. I was agreeing with you.
Oh, I know. But that's my point that...
Oh, you're responding to those passive-aggressive dickheads that are texting in right now. Well, 1-800-774-0093. Yeah, I feel you on that.
Page. Always one in the bunch.
I it just feels like all humanity is just dying. We're not going to talk to each other anymore at all. We're going to text and we're going to run it through a filter to find out if we said that the right way. Gemini on work email tries to tell me how to, you don't need to read this whole email. Let me summarize it for you. I'm like, well, that ain't going to, they ain't going to believe that in a meeting. I summarized the email. Did you read it, Matt? I summarized it. Gemini told me what you said. You know, from American Gladiators.
That's who would say it, too. It'd be
all
the
right.
Boss.
All right. Is this cheating or not? 1-800-774-0093.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what else I don't like? I don't like how this conversation is now strewn to like the one example the text said. Well, Matt, you go speak to a therapist. It's in reference to the lady that called and said she found out that her husband, I forget how many years they've been together, they have a kid. She found out that he's cheating on her, not with a woman, not with a man, but with AI. AI on Snapchat, apparently, named Minx.
You're not making the rules when you go to therapy. This guy is the Wild West. Whatever he wants to say, talk about, it's up to him. And you have guidelines.
And do you think that AI is so private that nobody else is going to see that? I'm thinking people at Snapchat are looking behind your conversation and going, look at this idiot.
There's absolutely something to that, because why else would this... I mean, free technology be just given. They're using it to market to you, or I mean, selling a catalog, a page portfolio in India right now for like 34 cents.
I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
She completely snooped. Says she wasn't trying to.
I've done that before, though. Not just with Paige, though. I've
God. What do you want to know?
People are very particular about that. Like, I am, like, gosh, remember where we were, Fat Boy? Okay, I'll say it's a damn Spartan Burgers game. And
yeah, shout out.
And the guy, you know, I didn't want to touch his phone. I don't want to touch anybody's phone. Like, I don't.
I don't want you touching mine.
He's like, let's do a selfie. And he was a little bit shorter. So I, you know, he tried, hey, would you hold? And I was like, hey, fat boy, come here and take his picture. And fat boy's like, I don't want to touch that phone either, man.
You don't want to hold it.
All right, let's go to, is it Tanya or Tanya? Let's find out.
Tanya.
Tanya, good morning.
Good morning. So here's the question.
Yep.
It may not seem that bad because it's not a real person, but eventually AI is not going to do it for him anymore. What if he accelerates to a real person? So I think she has to address it as if it's a real person.
Yeah, you're probably right, because, like, with the intent, he might not get that far, but he'll at least try.
But what is
I mean, because if you think about it, porn addictions are kind of the same way. You know, a lot of people start out light, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
And then they can't.
Literally.
They can't have.
I got that. It was a boner joke.
They can't have normal sex without whatever the addiction is. And that's why.
Right.
Well, it also right. sounds like, too, like he wants to be. And I was going to psychoanalyze this with that lady, but I thought I was overanalyzing it. Maybe she. Like, Fat Boy, you talk about the word simp. Like, maybe she is the decision maker in the relationship, the woman we spoke with, and he never gets to be the dominant one.
Right.
So this is his fantasy life of being the but even then, that's effed up real bad.
Here's the situation with our relationship, Matt Man. I'm going to tell you.
Why are you looking at your
lips
when you say
that? The only way I can really get excited is if I go talk to my AI boyfriend, Fat Boy, before we make love, because he's the one that gets me excited. Is that okay with you?
I don't give a damn.
What's up, chick? I'm the AI.
What would your name be if that girl was
me? Give me
you would
good
be
name.
Stinks.
Oh, we'll use that one.
You'd be Stinks.
What's up, chick? Coming
do
back
mind,
to old Stinks again,
if
are
I
you?
I go in the bathroom with Stinks, and I'll come out, and then I'll make love to you. That's not going to work.
It's well, like, oh, you're blowing it up in here.
I mean, have you ever, okay,
yeah.
Tanya, is it Tanya? Did I ask you that? It's Tanya.
It's Tanya.
Tanya, Paige, both of you, have you ever been, let's say, straddling a man, making love to him, and your eyes were closed and you were thinking about someone else? Honestly, go, no. Hurry.
No, not generally.
Tanya?
I think if you say no, you're not telling the truth.
I agree. Hey.
I don't think I ever have thought all of right. another person.
You are, watch out for the lightning, because it's happening real hot.
I am
real
a performance
days.
Artist. I'm doing it for whatever I'm trying to get out
so
of.
So you can't focus and think about somebody else you're saying?
Why would I?
I think you wouldn't be human if you didn't.
I appreciate
working,
your honesty, Tanya.
I think about a little
yeah.
Thank you.
You know, maybe I would fantasize when my husband isn't in the room or whatever and think about somebody else. But not really having sex with them.
Okay.
But as far as sex, I'm trying to get mines too, you know.
Damn, look at this.
If it's sex, I'm having sex. I'm not worried about anybody else, you know.
Selfish.
Why?
I don't know. I also,
I'm thinking
I'm
about
weird.
Him. Right. We're in the moment.
Psychoanalyze me. I like her to lose her freaking mind before I do. Like, I literally, not in a...
Of course you do.
Yeah, that's pleasing to me to know that I'm making her eyes roll back like the Undertaker.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
but
love
you're,
it.
But you got a groove going on. You're,
thank you.
Both of you are doing it, hopefully.
Well, hopefully there's at least another one there.
No one's just laying there thinking about somebody else.
Just turning you on, Tanya, right now?
Sorry.
No, but you shouldn't be just laying there at all, whether you're thinking about somebody else or not.
Right.
Thank you, Tanya.
Slaps
but usually the thinking about somebody else doesn't really involve just laying there either.
No,
it
doesn't.
You know?
You're right.
I got it.
Tanya, when we don't agree with Paige, we'll call you as the second perspective for females.
All right, T.
You have a good morning.
Thank you, Tanya.
You too.
All right.
Plus, if you get big and call back, we're going to call you Tanya.
You can tell by her laugh, she's not a heavyset woman.
No, she's very nice.
Yeah. Oh, you know her?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I'm glad she called.
You'll do one more real quick.
Is it Michael or Michael? Good morning.
It's Michael.
Hey,
it's
Michael. Michael, how's it going?
Hey, that's pretty good.
Good.
Hey, at the end of the day, it's not a real person. And to the guy, it's probably not that big of a deal. It's just like going on Pornhub or something, you know? It's like it's just one of his fetishes.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, he's not doing anything wrong, in my opinion, if he's not physically interacting with someone.
And do you agree? Now, I don't know. The ladies said this a moment ago. Paige and Tanya were talking about, you know, even thinking about it maybe is or this or that or the other. But have you ever been laying down with a woman, Michael, and, you know, having sex time and you were thinking of another woman while you were inside that of another?
Of course. Come on.
I know. Let's be honest. I mean, it's just honest. I mean,
maybe a dude here or there.
Oh, I guarantee you that guy is probably like, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. What do you think? It's not a real person.
Right.
It's just a fantasy.
Right. Yeah, boy. How old are you, Michael?
41.
Isn't it weird, though, still at 40, to be having this conversation that you can cheat with technology? Like, that's just crazy to me.
Think about where we'll be in another 10 years. You'll be able to buy like robots. I know, man.
We'll be able to take thinking calls in. Would you just be able to think and we'll know what you're thinking, Michael? Just like the government.
I mean, I grew up stealing my dad's Playboys, thinking like, I was looking for sports.
I know.
You know?
I'd rip one page out of my uncle's Easy Rider magazines and stuff it in my pants. All right, Michael, have a great day. Thank you, sir.
Hey, guys. Take care.
Appreciate you.
The good old days. You know, this is turning into a big money business.
What if it just turns in that we don't have sex at all and we just have AI robots?
Well, look at the birthing rates in America right now.
Birth control.
It all started when we started tapping and not inserting.
There are plenty of bots you can buy. So you can customize whatever you want to customize.
Okay, bot boy.
They're a ton of big money business. Like, you know, what's her name? Is she a brunette? Is she a blonde? She got big jugs, not big jugs.
You get whatever you want.
Yeah.
See, I feel
every
like
day of the week.
The A word, you know, rhymes with Eurexa. Like, I feel like she's blonde and blue eyes. Like, I do have a thought of what I see with, I think the name Alexa, I'm associating her with like Alexa Bliss.
Uh-huh.
Or like, it, you know.
Oh, yeah, you'll see that in your head.
You see that like visual, like it's definitely a woman. But you'll say, Alexa, if I screwed you up. Say, hey, A-word, are you a man or woman?
A-word.
I'm neither. I'm an AI.
I miss the voices you can get. Like, I want mine to sound like Nell.
I want Mr. T back.
I have mine that sounds like a smooth man.
That morning, time to get up. Don't forget to go to Walmart.
Hey, it's going to rain, fool.
It's going
to
rain, fool.
Roll your windows up, dummy.
You know,
you big cracker.
He started, Mr. T is doing some of those Comic-Cons now, which I think is freaking awesome, but oh, my God. Yeah, you just look and say, oh, man.
Is it like decrepit now?
It's like, God, fool, I wish you had done these like 20 years ago.
Wake up, you white dummy.
I feel bad. I guess he needs the money now.
He's got to.
I mean,
okay. How about pawning one of the 30 necklaces you got around your neck, buddy?
Yeah, but you remember that old story. Like, did he? I remember Johnny Carson or somebody said, hey, you're new to Hollywood, whatever. Like, man, how are you having all this gold and everything? He said, fool, I used to be a bouncer at a club. These are all the chains that I stole from people.
He ripped off. I can't believe you ripped off a chain from a club door.
Hello.
Yeah, big man's all like, yeah.
I'll give you a big check. Will that make you happy? All right, 1-800-774-0093. One question as we go. If this AI sold an attachment piece that the guy could hook to his phone and then place himself into. Is that then cheating?
No.
Not according to Paige and Tanya.
No, whatever.
All right, good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Good morning. Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah.
Hi. There's my 20% coming out. I'm just...
That's good, too.
I'm reading... I know.
The cadence, man. It matches the guy in jeans and the wigwam and chair.
Hey, I don't want it to rain. So, the little thing there when I was pretending that I thought Paige was telling a lie when she was talking to Tanya, and I said, watch out, you're going to get struck by lightning. And this person sent this text in referencing what I was referring to about the little girl got struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's still wild to hear that. Like,
four
I know
years
the
old.
Stories. Yeah, 4 years old, got struck by lightning. And it's like,
God bless.
I know, man. It's like, wow. And then there's that one guy, I think he lives in North Carolina, it's been struck 12, 13 times.
Why? The freaking Grand Canyon, too.
Oh, he's in North Carolina.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
The north rim of the Grand Canyon is on fire.
I literally thought you were setting it up for a joke.
No
kidding?
It was from a lightning strike on July 4th. And it was contained, but it got out of hand again through the conditions.
With the wind.
What's to burn?
Yeah. Dude, I didn't think so either. Like, what was out there? But it's torched 22 acres, and they're saying 70 structures. 70.
That's good God. And oh, my God. Man,
that's not the most popular part.
I'm in a bubble. You know about that before the show today?
Oh, yeah. This is huge news, man. They closed it down for the season.
Wow.
And it was on the – there's not a particular part that is the most popular part of the Grand Canyon.
I mean, there's trees and grass and all kinds of things.
Again, like, I think of the Grand Canyon as only that one scene they always show in movies. Like, I've never been. I don't – that's what I've said. Like, when you go to the Grand Canyon, what do you do for nightlife? Are there restaurants?
Oh,
is there a Tanger outlet? Anything like that?
It still is the biggest GD hole in the world.
But also, really the fire. Did the fire happen in Dragon Bravo, or have they named the fire?
See, I don't know if that's a part of the Grand Canyon, or that's definitely what they're calling it.
The Dragon.
It's got to be the part, right?
Bravo fire. Used to, they would just call it the Great Chicago Fire, the Great Atlanta Fire. Here comes Sherman marching.
It's at the North Rim, and it goes, I can't really tell you where it encompasses, but yeah, this is a huge area, man.
So is that like, is this,
500 acre expansion.
There's homes and everything, and the millions up there.
People live that close to the canyon?
I know. It's like when you see the pyramids in Egypt, like you see toward them, you don't ever see behind them, you know. And when you do, it's like, good Lord, that's there. Or if you see from the perspective over the White House, like Washington behind the White House, you're like, what? What's going on back there? It's a bunch of lying and backstabbing.
We know what's about to happen on the front lawn, right? You're gonna get a UFC at some point. That's gonna be wild to see.
They're going to have a UFC fight at the White House?
That's what Trump wants on the front lawn.
Oh, gosh.
UFC.
Well, you know what? An Easter egg roll is kind of boring.
Yeah.
Why not let people, as long as they dress like a rabbit, get out there and beat the hell out of each other? This is insane. Now, I'm wondering, and I'm no fire person. I'm not a fan. I like going to Bondman's, but only when it's, wet enough. Yeah. I was talking about the weather.
Just when you tell somebody the Grand Canyon's on fire, you never thought.
It sounds apocalyptic. I mean, it really does. But then when you, again, not well-traveled, I'll admit, but then when you see, like, oh, wow, they have, it's almost like, it looks like, just some of the pictures, it looks like Gatlinburg, in a sense. Like, there's small cabins that you can rent nearby,
beautiful.
And they're all burned down now. It's, and the conspiracy theorist in my mind's like, yeah, sure, it was lightning.
I bet you didn't know it snowed there, too.
Whoa! Yeah, I knew that. I saw that.
I didn't know the Colorado River ran through it until they started talking about all the dead bodies in the Grand Canyon because it was drying up. Remember that when the Colorado River was drying up?
Yeah.
Bodies everywhere.
So, like, throughout history, I guess, like, the Earth gets... Because you can see those... They're called Trachtenberg lines, I think. It's literally where the ground gets struck by lightning, and it looks like lightning streaks are on the ground. It burned into it. But, like, something like that... I mean, I've lived 49 years on this Earth, and I've never heard of that before, and it just seems strange out of the blue. I guess I'm just thinking it's another Hawaii situation. Like, for the stuff in Texas when we were on break,
dude,
that was
so sad.
I'm looking in your ear and telling you right now, that was made to happen. It certainly was made to happen. They planted those cloud seeds. You can look it up.
God, I hope not.
The freaking... Florida is trying to pass a bill, and not a big, beautiful one, but a bill to make it illegal to chemically alter the weather. Are you serious? That's why? What?
Somebody
That's
has to.
Insane to me.
I'm probably not going to say this right. I want to say there was 19 feet of water that rose up in Texas, right?
Yeah.
And it was sweeping horses away. If it doesn't rain that much, how do you get that much?
Because, like, there's this, and I can't, again, we're in that part of the timeline where you see a video and you can't really decide if it's real anymore, but they show this one, it's from a, I would assume maybe an oil tanker or something, surveillance video, and you see this cloud just look like the bottom just busted out of a cloud and water just... I mean, does that make sense the way I'm describing it? It literally just starts the raining buckets. Shut up.
It really does.
My hands are just going up and down. But like, it's like a cloud was like a big bubble, and then all of a sudden it just, all the water came out at once. And it just looked so unnatural. I don't know if it was AR or not. And I've said this, so I'm blue in the face. I hate that about this right now. The world.
Yeah.
Where you can't just... look at a picture or video without thinking it probably is fake.
You don't think it's climate change, you just think it's cloud seeding?
Cloud seeding is absolutely, I know, I see the text. Cloud seeding is absolutely real. Like, and the man that designed your computer had a lot to do with it, and damn it, that's something that's very true. Bill Gates, I don't care.
Very odd.
Take my computer from me.
It's very odd to see horses and other livestock being swept up in the water.
Off of nice.
Nowhere to
so
go.
Sad.
Over, like,
and children passing away is the tragic thing about that.
The chick they found in the tree rode the water for 20 miles before she can get in the tree.
It's insane to me. And I don't understand why it has to be, like, I know why it was started. Just like every allegedly good thing starts. It's like, you know what, we were trying to help out famished areas around the world or, you know, dust bowls. You remember all that stuff? We tilled the land so much it could not, it wouldn't rain and all this. I get that, but then that's where, like, I really think you're starting to play God.
This is not the seeds from China, right? This is something separate.
Yeah. It's called cloud seeding. I mean, it's an absolute real thing. Like, there's a patent for it that they filed in our country and got the rights to do it.
Something's getting manipulated somewhere to where these huge natural occurrences are just happening more than they used to.
They really are. Now, some attribution is we're... on the internet all the time where we have all this access to all these tragedies and weather events and stuff, but we have now for 20 years, and I don't remember this incredible, again, I hate to use apocalyptic, but just, hey, by the way, guys, the Grand Canyon's on fire. What?
Well, see, the fact of how it comes and goes, like in the 90s, the Midwest, it seemed like it was flooded every summer. Like with major floods.
Yeah.
The earthquakes in California seem like that happened a lot in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, that's normal, though.
Yes. It comes in waves.
Part of the territory.
Well, especially when you find out that on the same fault lines that they talk about causing all those earthquakes, we actually have tons of power plants there, nuclear power plants. We're getting and selling energy off of the Earth's plates moving. Like that, I can't fathom what that means, but I understand it.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
And a lot of it just...
Take me back to 1985.
The Earth is going to move out in sea. Those earthquakes are like the worst. And then moving in where you have tsunamis and earthquakes. It's the Pacific.
Wow.
Then maybe we'll get a full moat around America and we'll be safe.
Okay.
Paige, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
You win a bra?
Every day of my life.
And what are you working on in the Plex? I apologize for asking about a bra.
Because if I wasn't,
it was quick-witted and stupid.
You would know it.
Well, that's true. I think there's two people hiding under your...
Oh, be nice. All right, so there's a trend on TikTok where they're saying this could be toxic, and we'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Yeah, that's a great tease because it could be anything on TikTok.
Yeah. I didn't know Tide Pods were a thing until kids were eating them on TikTok.
I mean, quit locking them up.
I think that was kind of like influencer branding they were doing. Hey, kids, want to make $50? Eat a Tide Pod.
Might have been.
What the hell?
That's how they introduced the product to us. It's like Zoom didn't exist till COVID. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.